This club is not the kind of thing that you think of when you think of, like, a Lifetime movie about cancer and sisterhood.
Drumline, here we go! Little booty twerk.
Instead, it's a little bit more like Legally Blonde, with a lot of cheery college women doing dance aerobics and leggings and pink t-shirts. There are even prizes for breast cancer trivia questions, like name all of the types of breast cancer exams.
It's one that people don't usually think about, but it's the most important one.
Self?
Yes.
Exams?
So you guys are trying to...
I screwed my boobs.
I didn't even realize that people were around so close to me that I could actually go to. Because, I mean, who walks around campus and says, like, I have a genetic mutation, someone, anyone, like, do you have it too?
This is Bailey Orman. Since she was 9 years old, she has kind of just assumed that she would have breast cancer. All the other women in her family certainly seem to. And she took a genetic test a few months ago that told her what she had expected. She is positive for the BRCA gene mutation, which gives her up to an 80% risk of developing breast cancer during her life. In her family, the breast cancer starts really young, like mid to late 20s, which means that Bailey Orman has a lot of questions.
On a date, do I say I have a genetic mutation? But at the same time, it's like, that's part of me.
This is really going to sound like a cliche, but because of this group, at least Orman isn't figuring this stuff out on her own. Because now, she has Molly Smith in her life.
I came here with this mutation, and I felt so alone. There was nobody else here who had it that I knew of. And I was like, what can I do to not feel so alone anymore?
Smith is petite and blonde and does beauty pageants. She also seems like she could probably run a small country. She started this club called BRCA Can't Stop Us Now, and she's opened it up to other women with the mutation as well as people whose families have the gene. She and Bailey Orman text every day. They get coffee and they talk about this weird dual world that they live in, where on the one hand they're 21 and they're going to finals and parties, and on the other hand they're BRCA positive and they're cycling through this endless series of doctors and screenings.
I found a lump on my breast about a couple weeks ago.
Smith says she basically lost her mind for a few weeks. When her doctor's office finally called in and told her the results, she was taking a midterm.
It's really hard to think while taking an exam while you're wondering if you have breast cancer. And then I get out of the exam and I'm like, oh, a message? I hope it's not, like, a bad call, you know? So I get the message and everything was fortunately okay, but you realize, like, there are women who are as young as me who get cancer.
And that, Smith says, is the hardest part by far. It's the not knowing if and when your genes will really try to kill you one day. For Bailey Orman, she says most days she's fine. But on others...
It's more like waiting and seeing... Sorry, I'm going to probably cry. It's just not knowing if one day I'm going to wake up and I'm not going to be around. But at the same time, I feel like I have time. Like, in my gut, I just feel like I have time.
And here is the one thing that is certain. Neither Bailey Orman nor Molly Smith or any of the other young women in this club have to do this by themselves. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.